الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله إلى كافة الناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وفي رواية البخاري ومسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: أوصاني خليلي صلى الله عليه وسلم بثلاث: بصيام ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر، وركعتي الضحى، وأن أوتر قبل أن أرقد، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, brothers, ulama ikram, if we have to look at the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created in this world, the system which we all exist within, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا 4 حُرُمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created a system of time, a system of months, of years, a system of seconds, minutes, hours, weeks, months, years. This is a system which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created 12 months. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the heavens and earth, then together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the system of time, and He created the time as having 12 months in a year. مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. From these 12 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, 4 are very sacred. Mufassirin explain that these 4 months were sacred in every ummah, not only in our ummah, every nation of the past. The Nabi informed his people that these 4 months are extremely sacred. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. And any Mufassirin explain, Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah writes, that any sin a person commits in these 4 months, then the crime of it is multiplied. Likewise, any good deed, any hasana a person commits, a person does in this month, in these 4 months, then the thawab of it is multiplied as well. So these 4 months are extremely sacred. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the advent of Nubuwat, the Quraysh also had this concept of these 4 months. It had come down to them from the Anbiya alayhim salam of the past. So if there had to be any battle, any war between them in these 4 months, then they would change the months around. If there had to be a battle in this month of Dhul-Qa'dah, the month of Muharram, then they would play around with this month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stipulated. So they would say that this month is Ramadan, or this is some other month, although it would be Muharram, or it's supposed to have been Dhul-Qa'dah, because they understood the sacredness of these months. And when Allah sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these months were reset. Allah said that from this day, these months are as they were when the earth was created. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So every month had fallen back into its correct place. And now we were instructed to adhere, to sanctify these 4 months. And this month of Dhul-Qa'dah, the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the month of Muharram, these are sacred months right up till our time. So if a person commits any sin in these months, the sin of it is multiplied, the crime is multiplied, the punishment will be multiplied. Allah says in another ayah, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked regarding the system of months. قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them that the system of months is a system which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated for you. وَالْحَجِّ. And the system, if it was not for the system of having months, you would not have known when is the correct time to perform Hajj. Likewise, Mufassirin explained that it is wajib upon everyone, it is a communal wajib, to to preserve the system of months, of days, to know when an Islamic month starts, when the month finishes, when the next month begins. If a few people fulfill this responsibility, then this duty, the responsibility is done, it is fulfilled. It's not necessary on every single person, but it is still a wajib. So that we may understand the importance of the system of months, of years, of days, of keeping track of the moon, the different cycles of the moon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put these systems in place. And if we have to reflect, we have to ponder, there are many times, many occasions which come during the year, during these 12 months. And every occasion is to turn us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn our attention to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan which has just passed, if we have to look, we have to ponder, every month this year, every year, this month comes and it goes. But what change does it make in our life? What do I take along from this month of Ramadan? During the month of Ramadan, which had passed barely 30 days ago, a person will have a different focus. Many will read, increase their ibadat, their tilawat. If a person used to read one para, one juz of the Quran a day, then he will double it, he will read two or three juz every day. If a person wasn't, he didn't have any importance of dhikr in his life, then he will start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will engage in the various forms of adhkar, salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person hadn't paid any attention to nawafil salah, then in this month he will wake up a few minutes early for sahri. He will perform 2 rakats, 4 rakats of tahajjud salah. So in this month, many of us would have had a different zeal for ibadat. And then many would have had a further zeal, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the Quran, which is the purpose of the month of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We would have carried out this month of Ramadan, we would have passed this month of Ramadan with this object in front of us, that how can I attain taqwa? How can I attain the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all what I had done in the past? And how can I change my life towards the obedience and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now a few days later, the question is, do we still have the same zeal, the same focus, the same enthusiasm when it comes to obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to engaging in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we still have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us the entire day when we are faced with various different situations? When there is a business transaction which we can engage in, then do we still turn and reflect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me? This might be a very profitable transaction in this world, but in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this riba transaction will earn me the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be a declaration of war between myself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are faced with some dispute, then do we remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it's not permissible to refrain from speaking to a Muslim brother for 3 days. So like this, every aspect of our life, do we still have the same zeal, the same thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we had in the month of Ramadan? Then was the day of Eid. On the day of Eid, did we lose all this taqwa which we had built up in the month of Ramadan? The laws of hijab, the various ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the laws of salah. Do we still perform our 5 daily salah as we had done in the month of Ramadan? A few days after the month of Ramadan had passed, we need to turn back and look, reflect. Do we only perform those salahs which are convenient, dhuhr, asr? Whenever I can make it for salah, I will read the salah. When the masjid is on the way, I will proceed to the masjid. Otherwise, I have no importance. Are we merely occasional Muslims? When it is an occasion of ibadat, when it is the month of Ramadan, the months of Hajj, then we will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engage in ibadat. Are we such Muslims? Or are we constant Muslims? Do we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our entire life? One hadith which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ, that a person who keeps fast in the month of Ramadan for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has two occasions of happiness. One is in the month of Ramadan, فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ. When a person breaks his fast, then this is an occasion of happiness. The person spends the entire day hungry, thirsty. Now he takes a sip of water, his thirst is quenched. He eats a few morsels of food, his hunger is satiated. So this is one time of happiness Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions. And the second occasion of happiness for every fasting person is still to come. This is what we need to keep in front of us the remaining 11 months of the year. That all that, those investments which we had made in the month of Ramadan, are we still looking after the investments? Are we still keeping it safe? why are we destroying these investments which we had made for the akhirah? The second, وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. When a person meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is another occasion of happiness for a person who kept fast for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in a hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if every other ibadah a person is rewarded, his thawab is written down. But when it comes to fasting for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this reward is so great that Allah says, I will personally give him this reward on the day of Qiyamah. No angel will write down this reward. But personally I will give him this reward on the day of Qiyamah. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to. وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. Person meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he receives the reward for fasting during the month of Ramadan, for all his ibadat in the month of Ramadan. So this Ramadan came, it gave us a focus, it turned our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this should be our concern at every moment, that my akhirat could start now. This occasion when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be now, it could be tonight, it could be tomorrow. Am I still living my life in such a way that I am prepared to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain my reward for what I ibadat which I carried out, to gain my recompense for all my actions? Or am I living my life in such a way that I break every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will this occasion meeting with Allah, will it still be a happy occasion for me? Or because of breaking the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will it be an occasion of punishment, an occasion of sadness which I do not wish to meet? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu used to advise his companions, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتْ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. When the evening approaches, then you should have death in front of you at all times. When the evening approaches, do not expect, do not have hope of seeing the next morning. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتْ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ الْمَسَاءِ. And when the morning approaches, when you open your eyes in the morning, then do not have any hope and any expectation of seeing that night, for your death could be during the same day. So for 30 days we lived our lives in such a way that we fulfilled every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 1 minute before iftar, the person has his water in front of him, he has his khajur in front of him. But what stops him from taking a sip of water, from taking a bite of khajur? It is only the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the taqwa, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still in front of us. And if a person is to witness such a scene, that when Allah says stop eating, the entire nation, the entire Muslim ummah stops eating. When Allah says start eating at the time of iftar, when the adhan is given, then millions of people immediately start eating. When Allah says stand up for qiyam, for taraweeh salah, then the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately stands up. If a person is to witness this, then he won't have any choice. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. This end of this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ahkam of the month of Ramadan. Allah says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Then on the day of Eid, from every corner a person will hear the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Takbir will be called out, that what an amazing scene this was. Every person had turned his focus, his attention towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we had obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, there are many occasions during the year, then the occasion of Hajj will come. The months of Hajj have already begun. This is again to turn our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either a person is himself proceeding for Hajj, so his attention will be on his Hajj, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on Baytullah, on meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, standing in front of the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for the remaining of us, these same days pass. These days are also blessed. Every person's attention will be on these lands, on the lands of Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. This is another occasion wherein we turn our attention back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all these occasions are to keep our attention turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example is given. If a person has to look at the water system, or even a Wi-Fi network, a mobile network, it has booster pumps, there are Wi-Fi extenders, there are networks, different stations. When this network, this water is, it's pushed with more force. Likewise, these are occasions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to boost our iman. From one Ramadan to the next Ramadan, how our iman can remain boosted, how we can remain on taqwa and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From one Hajj to the next Hajj, from this 15th of Sha'ban to the next year 15th of Sha'ban, how we can remain connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day a person has 5 times salah. 5 times he hears the muazzin calling out, calling him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all booster pumps. These are signal boosters to keep our iman connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To keep the focus of our heart on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person performs salah, he will leave the masjid. Dunya is calling him from every angle. His attention turns towards his dunya, his material wealth. And then after a few hours, 2 or 3 hours later, again the muazzin calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Again, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these opportunities exist. It is left to us to make use of these opportunities, to benefit from these opportunities, to keep our hearts connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was also the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that during these occasions, during the month of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to exert himself in ibadat. Aisha radiallahu anha mentions when the last 10 days of Ramadan would enter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seclude himself from everyone, from his wives, from his companions. Shadda wa jadd al-mi'zar. He would become very serious and he would engage, dedicate those last 10 days to the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But once the month of Ramadan finished, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived his normal life, he interacted with people. So likewise we will live our normal life, but we still need to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us. In one hadith, Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that few sahaba came to the Azwaj Mutahharat, the beloved wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they inquired regarding the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they thought to themselves that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst us, he is Amirul Mu'mineen, he is the Nabi. He has many responsibilities, he has to see to all our affairs. He is the leader of the Ummat, the leader of the state. He is the Nabi, he has to preach and convey the deen in such a way that it remains till Qiyamah. So probably when he enters his house, behind his closed doors, he dedicates his time to ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they inquired from the Azwaj Mutahharat regarding the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Anas radiallahu anhu says, فَلَمَّا أُخْبِرُوكَ أَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّهَا. And when the Azwaj Mutahharat, when they mention to them the system of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the balance which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had in his life, then he says, كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّهَا. It is as though they considered the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be very little. So then they sat amongst themselves and they said, وَأَيْنَ نَحْنُ مِنَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَقَدْ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرُ. And how can we compare ourselves to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Every sin which he committed has been forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven any sin if he had to commit. Although he is sinless, he is ma'asum. So amongst themselves they spoke. The first said that I will not sleep. Every night I will spend in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another mentioned that I will fast every day of my life and dedicate my life to ibadat. The third mentioned, I will never get married. I will dedicate my life to the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, later on when he heard of this, he approached these three sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he inquired from them, أَنْتُمُ الَّذِينَ قُلْتُمْ كَذَا وَكَذَا. That are you my companions? Are you those three companions who made such and such statements? That you will not engage in any aspects of this world. You will not make use of the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with. And you will dedicate yourself to ibadat. There will be no balance in your lives. So when they replied in the affirmative that we had made such and such statements, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these famous words, وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَخْشَاكُمْ لِلَّهِ. That I have the most fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَتْقَاكُمْ لَهُ. And I have the most taqwa, I have the most Allah, I am always conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَكِنِّي أَصُومُ وَأُفْتِرْ. But I also keep, on some days I fast, some days I do not fast. وَأُصَلِّي وَأَرْقُدْ. At times I stand up in the night, certain portion of the night I stand up in ibadat, and the remaining portion of the night, وَأَرْقُدْ. I sleep, my body also has a right over me, my wife has a right over me. وَأَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَى. And despite being Nabi, the Nabi, despite being the person with the most taqwa, وَأَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَى. I also get married, I also have wives. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. So this was the occasion when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these famous words which we hear in every nikah khutbah. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. So that person who turns away from my sunnat, person who abandons my sunnat, فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي, then he is not from my ummat, he is not from my followers, he is not from those who follow my sunnat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching them an important lesson that there has to be a balance in your life. But together with this balance, a person will have his worldly responsibilities. He will have to work, he will have to earn. But together with this, he should never forget his ultimate purpose for coming into this world is to remain in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remain in the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remain connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to use these occasions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us as booster pumps, as network boosters, to keep our taqwa connected, to keep our link always with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During, between two salah times, we might be distracted, we might forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the next salah time we will use this as an opportunity to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will not spend the salah thinking of our world, our dunya. It will not be such that we read, despite coming to the masjid 5 times a day, we do not think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a single time, but we will make use of these opportunities to keep our hearts connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa.